The Dark Paranormal is supported by BetterHelp. Now, you'll have heard me talk about BetterHelp for a long time, but I don't know that we've ever actually talked about how much people love this service when they use it. But you can check it all out yourself at betterhelp.com/reviews and see those amazing customer reviews in real time. The reviews are updated every day with hundreds of people saying how much they love BetterHelp and how helpful it's been to them. Please visit betterhelp.com/reviews to see for yourself. BetterHelp has an average live therapy session rating of 4.9 out of 5 based on over 1.7 million client session reviews. The feedback from people who've actually used this service speaks for itself. And as more than 6 million people have used BetterHelp globally, it's easy to see why. This consistent feedback from real users make it easy to see why so many people continue to choose BetterHelp. BetterHelp therapists have at least 3 years and 1,000 hours of hands-on experience. They also hold all required education, training, and certifications across a range of mental health specialities. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. Answer a few questions, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, and switch therapists at any time if it's not the right fit. See the reviews, see what stands out, and see if BetterHelp is right for you. Visit BetterHelp.com, that's better, H-E-L-P.com. The Dark Paranormal is supported by BetterHelp. Now, you'll have heard me talk about BetterHelp for a long time, but I don't know that we've ever actually talked about how much people love this service when they use it. But you can check it all out yourself at betterhelp.com/reviews. And see those amazing customer reviews in real time. The reviews are updated every day with hundreds of people saying how much they love BetterHelp and how helpful it's been to them. Please visit betterhelp.com/reviews to see for yourself. BetterHelp has an average live therapy session rating of 4.9 out of 5 based on over 1.7 million client session reviews. The feedback from people who've actually used this service speaks for itself. And as more than 6 million people have used BetterHelp globally, it's easy to see why. This consistent feedback from real users make it easy to see why so many people continue to choose BetterHelp. BetterHelp therapists have at least 3 years and 1,000 hours of hands-on experience. They also hold all required education, training, and certifications across a range of mental health specialities. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. Answer a few questions, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, and switch therapists at any time if it's not the right fit. See the reviews, see what stands out, and see if BetterHelp is right for you. Visit betterhelp.com, that's better, H-E-L-P.com. Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale. And therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's part two of last week's two-part minisode. So yes, today is the conclusion of the entire experience. We did set them up as two separate ones because we felt they were. But today, when we conclude both experiences, we'll take a look to see if there are any correlations, coincidences, and if indeed there are, why we think there might be. Now, as ever, a huge thank you to our wonderful Patreon team who allow this show to keep going out on the free feed for free. And if you'd like to become part of that wonderful community, which I sincerely believe is the best online paranormal community anywhere, you can do so by clicking in the show notes below, where you'll find access to a free week trial at any of our tiers. That means you can get early ad-free access, new shows only for patrons, and a whole lot more. Check in the show notes for more details, and in the show notes is also the link to submit your experience to the dark paranormal. It may be a minisode, it may end up as a main episode, but that link in the show notes is how to get there. Or simply go to thedarkparanormal.com and click on Submit My Experience. So right now, let's conclude last week's minisode with its final part, Trapped by Fear, The Family Home. So it's probably worth reminding ourselves exactly where we left things last week, because what happened in the house is important to what comes next. Our listener had grown up surrounded by strange experiences. Both her childhood home and her grandparents' house seemingly had been haunted. And rather than making her comfortable with the paranormal, these experiences, like I expect they would to most people, left her absolutely terrified. A fear that followed her into her adulthood. Then, in her early 20s, she moved to another city in Australia, an old two-story Victorian terrace, and initially it was perfect, original fireplaces, an Edwardian kitchen, all the things she loved, character and history. But within a few weeks, things began to change. A friend said she could hear a child singing in the kitchen. Other friends gradually stopped coming altogether because they simply didn't like the feel of the house. And although our listener increasingly felt the same way, something very strange began happening to her. Despite wanting to get out of that house, she developed a compulsion, becoming almost incapable of leaving it. She stopped going to work, spending all of her time upstairs in one particular room that to her felt safe. She became increasingly frightened of both the downstairs lounge and especially the staircase. Her compulsion grew and she became so afraid of going downstairs, she was barely eating, leaving the house only briefly during daylight to collect food before rushing straight back up the stairs. Then, after around 2 months in the property, after building up her confidence, she began walking downstairs one afternoon and felt a hard, round impact in her lower back. Someone or something had kicked or shoved her from behind. But interestingly, rather than heading straight for the front door, she panicked, turned around and ran straight back upstairs. Of course, she'd had paranormal experiences before, but had never been full-on attacked. After spending the night terrified, she woke the next morning to call a psychic from the Yellow Pages at 6 a.m. Pete, the psychic, answered on the first ring. His wife Betty had told him to expect the call, and not only that, told him where the call would be coming from. It turns out Betty, Pete's wife, was also psychic and had the ability to remotely remove dark entities from people's homes. She'd focused on our listener's house and told her she'd found a dark entity under the stairs. Of course, this is without being told anything about our listener's fear of the staircase or indeed being kicked. The psychic duo also described something completely different. It was the presence of a young girl in the kitchen, supposedly from the 1920s. A benign presence who, according to them, remained in the house to protect the people who lived there. Again, our listener had not mentioned her friend had heard a child sing in that exact room. Pete and Betty said they were unable to remove the darkness in the house and told her to leave immediately. And suddenly, whatever strange compulsion she had in that house disappeared. She fled that same day, arranging for someone else to collect her things, and she returned home. Only afterwards did the estate agent mention one casual final detail, that apparently, tenants rarely stayed in that house any longer than 2 months, and she'd lasted 3.5. And although that experience taught her that sometimes running from something genuinely is the right answer, it wasn't the last experience she would have. And so our listener continues. I rented a beautiful home for my just 2-year-old daughter, my 3-month-old son and myself. Very quickly it was clear to me that things weren't quite right though. The old place had little renovation, which I prefer, so it meant that the light switches were all operated with pull cords. Very often, in the morning, I would get up and these cords would not be hanging straight down. They'd be lying across the head jamb of the nearest door. Sometimes there would be a large loose knot in some of the cords. The problem is that I had 2 babies in the house, and at 5'2", I would need to get on a chair to do any of these things. There was never anyone staying over, and I certainly wasn't doing it. Next, my daughter started crying and she would describe lights flying around her room really fast. Sometimes she would cry and point at the man. Next, my son would wake up and suddenly start screaming as if jolted awake. This would become a regular occurrence. After watching and enduring all of these things happening in my house, I decided, although it had been a few years, to try and contact Pete and Betty. I thought after this amount of time, they may not even still be in business, but I searched for them online and they were still around and indeed active in the psychic world. Betty immediately tuned into my home and identified the light in my daughter's room, a man in the hallway and an elderly woman who liked to come and see the baby, not to harm or to frighten, but because she liked him. But she cleared the house. That was the term she always used. But she did say, because I lived near a lot of electrical cables, that I would have trouble again. Over the following years, Betty cleared my house several times. She also checked on houses when I went to move, to ensure I got a clean place when I went in. Betty said there are spirits absolutely everywhere, and they are, in her words, an absolute pest, because they drain your energy and immune system. She also said they exacerbate mental illness and induce depression. Betty once informed me that during her lifetime, the only places she hasn't seen spirits was either on a plane or on the water. Betty was clearly an expert. Yet there was one time Betty was unable to help me. That was at my brother's house. If you've been sitting on a business idea, Shopify makes it easy to make it happen. Everything you need to start selling is included and ready from day one. With Shopify, from the moment your first customer is ready to pay, Shopify checkout helps all of them finish their purchases. And when they come back, their details are already saved. One tap and they're done. And because Shopify have built that structure to handle the setup, the checkout, etc., that means you have more time to grow your passions, to grow your business, and it gives you the tools to do it. And don't think Shopify is for people starting out. Shopify powers millions of known businesses worldwide, like Mattel and Gymshark, to small businesses like the one you're going to start. With Shopify, nothing stands between you, your idea, and a real business. So go make it one. Start your free trial at shopify.com/darkparanormal. Start your free trial at shopify.com/darkparanormal. There's not much you can do about the money you have now, but if you want to do something about the money you could have tomorrow, Acorns wants to help. And with the Acorns Potential screen, you can find out what your money is capable of. Acorns is a smart way to give your money a chance to grow. It's easy. You can sign up in minutes and start automatically investing your spare money, even if all you have is spare change. Because Acorns grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or thinking about settling down, Acorns supports your big and small goals across every life stage. And the Acorns Potential screen shows you the power of compounding and how your money can grow over time. Plus, you can quickly adjust how much you're investing every day, every week, or month to make sure you're building toward your goals. Acorns is an all-in-one. No more finance apps cluttering up your phone. With Acorns, you can invest, save, and give your money a chance to grow in one trusted place. I've had and used many financial applications, but the specific thing about the Acorns app I love is the potential screen. Of all the apps I've used, it gives me such a clear picture of the opportunities for my cash to grow. So sign up now, and Acorns will boost your new account with a $5 bonus investment. Join the over 14 million all-time customers who've already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. T2 compensation provided. Potential subject to various factors such as customers' accounts, age, and investment settings. Does not include Acorns fees. Results do not predict or represent the performance of any Acorns portfolio. Investment results will vary. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal. I'll be the first to admit I am not the most organized man in the world, especially when it comes to organizing a dinner party. There's usually always a missing ingredient, and normally it's the main ingredient, which then leads to a rushed supermarket trip to pick the best of the worst that's been left out. A problem that would simply not exist if I was stateside and able to use Omaha Steaks. With the ability to get fresh Omaha steaks and keep them frozen in my freezer, I would never have this danger again. With things like their legendary steaks, their flavor-filled burgers, and seafood and chicken, it's like having your own trusted butcher and gourmet food shop right at home. And you may think, can frozen delivery be this good? Well, yes. Omaha Steaks are known for the meticulous aging process and vacuum-sealed individual packaging. And if you've never tried them before, start perfectly with the Burger Perfection Flight. The Burger Perfection Flight includes four pure ground versions of the following meats: filet mignon burgers, New York strip burgers, ribeye burgers, brisket burgers, and sirloin burgers. Try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. And get $35 off with the promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF, for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See the site for details. In my brother's house, I had seen, along with other family members, two spirits. One was an older man and one was a teenage boy. They were Kaurna Mayurna men, Aboriginal men from this country. Betty investigated but said that she cannot clear Aboriginal spirits as they are deeply connected to the land. So, on that occasion, I consulted a Kaurna elder. I work in that community, so had a bit of an in. He told me to respectfully ask for permission to share the space. So I did so, and we didn't see them after that. When recalling all of this, my clearest memories of my children's childhood was my son regularly calling out, "Lady!" Or I'd find things moved, or I'd hear footsteps. Then I would text Betty, and within the hour, all was calm. Betty was an elderly lady by the end of my time in that house, and one day she just stopped answering my messages. I surmised she'd passed away, as Pete had a few years before. I was always grateful to Pete and Betty. They helped me so much. They had this matter-of-fact way of dealing with things, yet also offered sympathy and support. And not once over the years did they accept a single penny from me ever. The very first time I dealt with them, Pete said they wouldn't charge because I was in trouble. When it was just me and Betty, I messaged her at least 3 times a week sometimes. It was like Piccadilly Circus in that house. But despite receiving help numerous times from Betty, she simply said she won't charge because it's what she does for people. A tarot reading? Sure, that's business. But clearing entities harmful to the health of humans, she would not charge for. Especially if there were children there. I did manage to send her a gift, early on. But I was not encouraged to do any more. They were souls of pure kindness, and I hope they're resting in peace. I know, after all my talk with Betty, that they would definitely have gone to the light. They wouldn't have hung around like all the spirits Betty cleared. So Pete and Betty helped give me a kind of happy ending to my fear of the paranormal. I'm now a practicing Catholic again, a fairly progressive one, and no longer as fearful. Betty's no-nonsense approach stripped a lot of the mystery away from me, as did her exasperation at all the spirits she saw as just crowding around everywhere to annoy people, because they didn't go where they should. My daughter is now a very sensitive teenager, and how I wish I had Betty around to clear our spaces still. I have plenty of other creepy stories, but I was always amazed by Betty's abilities and probably wouldn't have believed her accuracy if I hadn't witnessed it myself with my own story. So I thought this one may interest your listeners too. I haven't included Betty and Pete's surname, but if anyone in Australia recognizes them from their first names, I'm happy to be in touch with you. I'd love to hear from others who were touched by their incredible ability. I've seen many spirit rescue shows or paid psychics, but never with this unerring accuracy and refusal to seek fame nor money. Pete and Betty convinced me of the goodness of those with the real power to discern these things. I have been reluctant to share my story because I know some people will claim they were charlatans. But once again, not a single penny was ever asked for. Regards, Anonymous. Well, firstly, Anonymous, thank you so much for your experiences from Minisodes and those other creepier stories you mentioned. If you would be so kind to send them in, we'd really like to hear them. Now, of course, today's experience was shorter than last week's from an experience perspective, but that does give us a bit of room now to look at and ponder some of the underlying themes running across both tales. The first thing that struck me is the timing of them. Both of them arrive when this lady is at a fragile moment of life. Young, starting out on her own, and then years later separated with two babies in the family home. Why do these things always seem to show up when people are stretched to their thinnest? On the rational side, you could say somebody stretched to their thinnest is probably in a very hypervigilant state and may misconstrue certain things as paranormal. On the paranormal side, you could say, well, that's when evil entities would probably do the most damage, and you would almost appear like a red flag to them. They would target you because they know you're at your thinnest. That would seem to be the modus operandi of most evil entities. And Betty herself seemed to go with the latter, saying they would drain your energy, they exacerbate what's already cracking. But then she mentioned that electrical thread, which I thought was fascinating and one of the reasons I wanted to separate these two experiences. Because Betty specifically said the second house would keep having trouble because of the nearby power lines. As we all know, paranormal entities and electricity and draining of batteries, etc., seems to be a common theme that we've all seen over and over again. Skeptics will tell you EMF will mess with your brain and you will see things and sense things that aren't real, rather than genuine paranormal activity. Now, are we actually seeing that? Is that what's going on? Do we think it is a case of electrical power lines causing hallucinations? It's certainly been documented. Although for me, these two experiences give us something which is quite rare in regards to what we normally receive as a submission. And that is something to sit with. What I mean by that is, why do the good spirits, i.e. the little girl in the kitchen, the elderly woman who was fond of the baby, why do those spirits choose to stay at all? Betty was adamant that lingering spirits, kind or otherwise, were somehow stuck, that they hadn't gone where they should. Is affection or protectiveness enough to anchor someone here after death? Or is it fear, confusion, unfinished business? We'll never know. But it's one of those quieter, more human questions that these two stories leaves us with. So as ever, a huge thank you to our submitter for both of these experiences and for leaving us with that question. And of course, a huge thank you to all of you listening right now. Don't forget, if you have your own experience, go to the show notes and click on Submit My Experience. As we enter the latter half of this season, we're starting to prepare for next season already. So now is the time to get your experiences to us so we can consider them for use in the next season. But goodbye for now. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe, and I'll speak to you soon. Goodbye.